بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع هداه، أما بعد، حياكم الله مجددا إخوتي في الله في هذا الدرس الثاني من شرحنا أو من التعليق على كتاب الأصول الثلاثة أو ثلاثة الأصول شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى، ونقرأ المتن سريعا. نعم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، وبعد. So Sheikh said that we continue then with after of course making dua and supplicating for all of those who are present, that Allah Azza wa Jalla give you life. He mentioned we continue then with our second darsa, second session of this commentary upon the Usul al-Thalatha of al-Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. And so we will read from the text, insha'Allah.
من الصبر من الرابعة
من أول ابدأ من أول السريع تقرأ.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى: الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. والدليل قوله تعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. قال الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى: لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. وقال البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: باب العلم قبل القول والعمل. والدليل قوله تعالى: فأعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. فبدأ بالعلم قبل القول والعمل.
واصل؟ نعم، خلاص. كنا تكلمنا فيما مضى إخوتي في الله أنه يجب على المسلم تعلم هذه الأربع المسائل.
So we mentioned yesterday that it is wajib upon the Muslim to learn these four masail, these four issues.
وهي كما ذكرها المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى: العلم والعمل والدعوة إليه، الصبر على الأذى فيه.
And as the author, he mentioned, they are knowledge, action, calling to that and being patient upon that.
وكنا شرحنا قضية العلم وثمرته وهو العمل، وثمرة العلم والعمل وهو الدعوة إلى الحق وإلى الدين.
And we explained yesterday that the first issue of knowledge has a fruit, and its fruit is action, and the fruit of action is da'wah, and that which is based upon, or that which is built upon the affair of knowledge, action, and da'wah is being patient upon the hardships that come with it.
ويجب على العبد أن يعلم أنه إن سلك طريق العلم والعمل واجتهد في باب الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل فإنه مبتلى.
It is a must that the servant, he knows that if he follows the path of knowledge and action and calling to that, then he will be tried.
فإذا حصل له الابتلاء فإنه يجب عليه أن يقابل هذا الابتلاء بالصبر واليقين.
And therefore, when he receives this ابتلاء, when he receives these trials and calamities and hardships, then it is compulsory upon him to deal with those calamities with sabr, with patience, and with certainty, with يقين.
وهذا الابتلاء لا يكون فقط في المصائب وفي الشرور، وإنما الابتلاء يكون في الخير والشر.
And this ابتلاء, these trials and these tests are not only in the affairs of calamities, but similarly the tests and the trials will occur with that which is considered خير, that which is considered good, and that which is considered evil.
كما قال سبحانه وتعالى: ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة.
As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that indeed we will try you with good or with evil and with good as a fitna or as a trial for you.
فيجب على العبد في مقابلة هذا الابتلاء أن يجتهد في باب الصبر واليقين.
And so it is compulsory upon the abd, upon the servant, in response to this ibtila, that he deals with and receives those ibtila or those trials with being patient and being certain, having certainty.
وأهل العلم يقولون إن الفتن والمحن لا ينجو العبد منها إلا إذا قابلها بالصبر واليقين.
And the people of knowledge, they say that a person will not be يعني, safe during fitna or throughout fitna except that he receives them with sabr, with certainty and yaqeen.
لأن الفتن كما قال شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى لا تأتي للعبد, هذه فتن الشر, لا تأتي للعبد إلا من جهة الشبهات أو جهة الشهوات.
Because the fitan, as Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah has mentioned, they do not come to a servant, and that is the fitan of evil, the fitan of shar. They do not come to the servant except in two main forms. That is the fitna of shubuhat, fitna of doubts, and the fitna of shahawat, the fitna of desires.
فَفِتْنَةُ الشُّبُهَاتِ يُوَاجِهُهَا الْعَبْدُ بِالْيَقِينِ فِي مُعْتَقَدِهِ وَعَدَمِ الشَّكِّ.
With the fitna of the shubuhat, then the servant, he deals with them with certainty and with not having doubt.
وفتنة الشهوات يقابلها العبد بالصبر على الطاعة والصبر عن المعصية.
And as far as the fitna of the shahawat, then he receives them with a sabr, with patience upon ta'ah, patience upon obedience and staying away from sin.
لذلك من عبارات شيخ الإسلام تيمية رحمه الله تعالى ويحكيها وينقلها تلميذه ابن القيم أنه كان يقول لا تنال الإمامة بالدين إلا بالصبر واليقين.
And for that reason, from the عبارات or from the statements of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah that were conveyed by his student Ibn al-Qayyim is that he said that a person will not obtain imama or being a imam in the religion except with sabr and certainty.
وهذا يدل عليه قوله سبحانه وتعالى وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا وكانوا بآياتنا يوقنون فجمع بين الصبر واليقين.
And this is indicated of course by the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we made from them أئمّة, we made them imams being guided by our signs as long as they had sabr, as long as they were patient, وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا مُقِنُونَ, and that they had certainty in relation to our signs. And so Allah Azza wa Jal gathered here between sabr, between patience and certainty.
وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى أو الصبر عموما اشتمل على ثلاثة أنواع.
And sabr generally, it comprises three categories or types of sabr.
الصبر على طاعة الله والصبر عن معصية الله والصبر على أقدار الله سبحانه وتعالى.
The three types are firstly sabr upon being patient, sabr على الطاعة, that is sabr upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. The second, sabr in staying away from ma'asi, sabr in staying away from sin. And the third, sabr upon the aqdarillah, or sabr upon the calamities that Allah Azza wa Jal legislates for the servant, that he writes upon them to occur to them.
فعلى هذا اشتمل الصبر على الثبات على الدين كله.
Based on that, sabr includes being firm upon the religion in totality, in its entirety.
لأن الصابر هو الثابت على الطاعة والمنصرف والمبتعد عن المعصية, وإذا أصابه بلاء أو مصيبة فإنه يكل أمره لله.
And that is because the sabir, or the one who is patient, the one who is firm upon his religion, even if there comes to him, the one who stays away from sin, even if there comes to him something from calamity, then he remains steadfast, firm upon his deen, because of the characteristics that he possesses.
لذلك أثنى الله عز وجل على الصابرين في كتابه في أكثر من آية فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل وقال سبحانه وبشر الصابرين وقال عز وجل إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب إلى غير ذلك من الآيات.
And therefore Allah عز وجل has praised the sabirun in many verses. From them the statement of Allah عز وجل فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. Be patient, just as the five firmly intentioned messengers were patient. Or like the statement of Allah عز وجل, and give glad tidings to the patient, or بشر الصابرين. Or like the statement of Allah عز وجل, that indeed Allah عز وجل will reward the صابرون, those who are patient. He will give them their reward without measure.
ومن ينظر في سيرة الدعاة إلى الله عز وجل على حق وتوحيد وبصيرة يجد أنه ما من داع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى إلا وقد حصل له الأذى والابتلاء في طريق الدعوة إلى الله.
And the one who looks at the seerah or the biographies or the lives of the great callers to Allah عز وجل, those who called upon truth and called to tawheed and called with clear sightedness, then he will find that there is no caller except that he has gone through trials in the way of Allah عز وجل.
فواجهوا هذا الابتلاء بالصبر فارتفعت منزلتهم وكان ذلك سببا في ظهور الحق وانتشاره وهذا الصبر ليس من الأمر الهين بل فيه شدة ويحتاج إلى جهاد.
And so you find then that they received that ibtila by way of a sabr, yani by way, or they dealt with that ibtila with sabr, with being patient. And so on the basis of that, their levels were raised because of their patience, and it was a cause of the haqq being made manifest. Allah Azza wa Jal, on the basis of that, made the haqq manifest. For indeed, being patient upon these trials and calamities is not an easy affair.
وتدبر قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين وصف الصبر فقال والصبر ضياء ولم يقل والصبر نور. قال أهل العلم لأن الضياء يكون فيه حرارة وشدة مثل قوله وجعل الشمس ضياء, فقالوا الصبر مشتمل مع الإضاءة ووضوح الطريق ومشتمل أيضا على الحرارة التي تحتاج إلى مجاهدة للنفس حتى يسلك طريق الصبر.
And reflect the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reflect upon the statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam when he said was-sabr dhiya. He said that sabr here is illumination, bright illumination. And he said that he did not say that sabr is light. He said that is because this radiance and illumination, yani radiant illumination, it has in it something from harara, it has in it something from heat. While light doesn't necessitate that there is in that heat necessarily, and that is because of the fact that this sabr or this affair of patience, just as Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, and that He has made the shams dhiya'a, He has made the shams dhiya, yani a form or a source of radiant heat. He said that is because alongside the good that comes in it, there is something from yani the heat of difficulty that a person has to persevere when he goes through those trials and calamities.
وأعظم ما يعين العبد على الصبر في طريق الدعوة أن ينظر في سير الصالحين أو قبلهم الأنبياء وأهل العلم وما حصل لهم في ذات الله سبحانه وتعالى. فالرسل حصل لهم الأذى من أقوامهم حتى أن بعضهم قتل وبعضهم عذب، فكانت العاقبة لهم.
And look at the greatest of those who went through the affair of patience upon the trials and the calamities. The greatest of them in relation to this path of da'wah is and were the salihun from among the anbiya and among the people of knowledge. For indeed there occurred to the Prophet and the messengers much from trial and much from difficulty and much from harm. Some of them were killed and some of them were punished. And the outcome indeed was to them.
وكذلك سيرة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وما حصل له من الأذى من قومه حتى إنه وضع سل الجزور على ظهره وهو يصلي، وفي أحد شج رأسه وكسرت رباعيته، أسنانه عليه الصلاة والسلام وأدمي. وهكذا الصحابة من بعده، وهكذا أئمة الإسلام. ومن قرأ سيرهم وجد من ذلك الشيء الكثير.
Similarly, if you look at the seerah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see what occurred to him from harm in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For indeed, that harm that came to him from his people, from that harm, an example of that is that they placed the intestines of their slaughtered animals upon his back when he made salah, when he went down into prostration in salah, or during the Battle of Uhud, when he was wounded, he received a wound to the head, and one of his tooth were broken, and he bled, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, the Sahaba, similarly, the great A'imma, they received hardship and went through difficulties in the way of Allah.
وقد جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يدل على أن تأمل سير السابقين من أعظم الأسباب المعينة على الصبر، وذاك حين اشتكى له الصحابة ما يلقونه من أذى كفار قريش، فقال لهم لما قالوا له: ألا تدعو لنا؟ ألا تستنصر لنا؟ قال: إنه كان في من كان قبلكم يوضع المنشار على رأسه ويقطع إلى نصفين، لا يرده ذلك عن دينه شيء، ومنهم من يمشط بأمشاط الحديد بين عظمه ولحمه ولا يرده ذلك عن دينه شيء، هذا من أعظم البلاء. قال: ولكنكم قوم تستعجلون. ثم بشرهم بأن العاقبة للمتقين، وهذا كله ثمرة الصبر على الأذى في الدعوة إلى الله.
And similarly, what has come from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from that which will indicate the fact that reflecting upon the lives of the righteous is from the greatest forms of aid upon being patient, is when the Sahaba, the companions, they complained to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of what they were receiving of hardship from Quraysh and from their people, they approached the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, will you not seek aid for us? Will you not make dua for us? Will you not supplicate for us? The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went on to explain that indeed there were a people who came before you who had a sore or had sores placed on their heads. Yani from them were those who had a sore placed upon his head. And he was sore in half, and that did not turn him away from his religion. Similarly, from them were those who had metal combs, iron combs, placed upon their bodies and had their skins peeled off. And that did not turn them away from their religion. He said, but indeed you are a hasty people. And that then indicates the fact that this affair of patience is it is a must for the caller to Allah.
ثم ذكر الدليل على ذلك على هذه الأربع فقال والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر فأقسم في أول السورة بالعصر والعصر المراد به هو الدهر والزمان وتقلباته والله عز وجل يقسم في كتابه بما شاء من خلقه وأما خلقه فلا يجوز لهم أن يقسموا إلا بربهم سبحانه وتعالى.
And so he mentioned the dalil after he mentioned these points and the points that we didn't translate is fourthly الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه, to bear patiently the harms encountered in that path, and that the evidence for these points is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal والعصر. And so here he mentioned that indeed he mentioned the evidence for the fourth point, and that is firstly the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal by time. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal swears by time in the beginning of this surah, and that is a reference to al-dahr, or the movement of time generally, and that Allah Azza wa Jal swears in his book by whatever he wills, though it is not permissible for the creation to swear except by Allah Azza wa Jal.
ما هو الذي أقسم الله عز وجل عليه في كتابه في هذه السورة؟ القسم هو أو المقسم عليه إن الإنسان لفي خسر, أي أن جنس الإنسان في خسارة وفي هلاك, وهذا دليل على أن أكثر الناس هم على الضلال, وإن تطع أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله.
And here Allah Azza wa Jal, what was it that he swore by in this surah, the beginnings of this surah? What was the oath when he swore by time? What was the oath that was being made here? What was this, the thing that he swore about? He said that indeed he swore about the fact that insan, all of them are at loss. That is, all of them are at loss. All of them are in destruction. And so, here he mentioned that insan, and this is the case generally, that mankind are upon dhalal, the majority of mankind are upon misguidance. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, that indeed, if you were to follow the majority of the people on earth, they would misguide you from the path of Allah.
وهذا دليل على أن الكثرة ليست دليلا على الحق, بل الدليل على الحق هو موافقة الكتاب والسنة ولو كنت وحدك.
And this is an evidence that kathara, or numbers, large numbers, is no evidence or no indication that an individual is upon the haq. Rather, the truth is that which is in accordance with the truth and in accordance with the book and the sunnah, even if you're alone.
كما قال الأوزاعي وغيره رحمه الله لا يغرك كثرة السالكين ولا تستوحش من قلة السالكين لا تغرك الكثرة ولا تجعل القلة دليلا على الضلال.
Just as Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentions, don't be harmed by the many people who are destroyed or following a path of destruction, and don't feel destitute because of the small number of those who follow the correct path.
ثم ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى المسائل الأربع التي استنبطها الشيخ فيما مضى. وهذه المسائل الأربع هي التي سماها ابن القيم وغيره من العلماء هي مراتب جهاد النفس. فقوله الذين آمنوا إشارة إلى العلم واتباع الهدى والحق وقوله وعمل الصالحات إشارة إلى العمل وهو متضمن للإيمان بالله عز وجل. فالواو هنا في قوله وعمل الصالحات هي من باب عطف الخاص على العام ليس من باب المغايرة، لأن عقيدة أهل السنة أن العمل من الإيمان. والمرتبة الثالثة وتواصوا بالحق وهو الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل يتواصون بينهم بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وهو الصبر على الأذى فيه. اشتملت هذه الصورة على الدين ومراتبه كلها.
And so here he mentioned the masail al-arba'a, the four issues that the Sheikh extrapolated, and these four issues that were referred to by the likes of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim as the maratib al-jihad, or the levels of jihad of the nafs, that is the levels of jihad of oneself. And that is the statement إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Firstly, except those who believe. And with this statement, except those who believe, is an ishara and an indication of ilm, of knowledge, and following the guidance and following the haqq. يعني the إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا has in it an indication of knowledge, following guidance and following the haqq. And the statement of Allah وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ is again an indication of acting upon guidance and the haqq. And this waw here, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ is مِنْ بَاب عَطْءَ الْخَاصِ عَلَى الْعَامِ. It is to couple that which is specific with that which is general. And it is not a woe that indicates that the thing that came before it is different from the thing that came after it, or is separate from the thing that came after it. And that is to say that when Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who believe and work righteous deeds, that woe, yani the thing that follows that woe and work righteous deeds, yani the working of righteous deeds, is a part of, or a more specific part of that which came before the woe. So this amanu is and includes amilu salihat. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned iman first and mentioned amilu salihat afterwards. Not that it is a separate affair to iman, but that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned it in that manner to indicate something specific after mentioning something general. Something specific from iman. And that is that the belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that amal, the actions, are from iman. So it is not mughayara, It is not the mention of something different to the first thing, but it is something specific from the first thing. And then he mentioned وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ يعني that they cooperate in advising each other with the truth. And that is the way of the people of Sunnah, of course, that they advise each other with the truth. And التواصل بالصبر and that they advise each other with patience.
فلما كانت هذه السورة مشتملة على مراتب جهاد النفس وهو متضمن للدين كله بين أهل العلم أهمية ومنزلة هذه السورة وأنها كافية في حث الخلق على التمسك بالدين حث الخلق على التمسك بالإيمان والعمل والدعوة والصبر لهذا جاءت عبارة الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم أي أن العاقل إذا سمع هذه السورة فيها كفاية لإقامة الحجة عليه في العمل بالدين وترك ما يخالفه.
And so just as we find then that this surah it comprises the levels of jihad of the nafs, the levels of striving against oneself that have been explained by the people of knowledge, then we see and understand the manzila and the great station of this surah, and that it is sufficient in relation to the affairs, or in it is sufficiency in relation to the affairs of at-tamassuk and clinging to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and advising with advising with the truth, and advising with iman, and advising with da'wah, and with sabr. Therefore, we have the statement of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, who mentioned if Allah Azza wa Jalla had not sent except this surah as a proof upon his creation, it would certainly have sufficed them. And that is to say that the aqil, or the one who has intellect, when he hears this surah, and he hears what is in it, and what it points to, it is sufficient in guiding him to clinging to the book and the sunnah.
Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala allaqa ala kalimat al-Shafi'i faqala huwa kama qal fa inna Allah akhbar anna jami' an-nas khasiru inna Allah akhbar anna jami' an-nas خاسرون إلا من كان في نفسه مؤمنا صالحا ومع غيره موصيا بالحق موصيا بالصبر.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية in relation to this statement of الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى, he made a statement, he commented upon his statement, and he said, هُوَ كَمَا قَالَ. He said, the affair is as he has said. For indeed Allah Azza wa Jal informed us of the fact that all of mankind, they are khasirun, they are at loss, except the one who he in and of himself is a believer, mu'min, and that he is salih, that he is righteous, and in relation to other than him, that he is one that advises with the truth and advises with patience. آخر عبارة. نعم. And with other than himself, advising with the haq and advising with patience.
ثم ذكر كلمة الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حيث بوب بابا في العلم قبل القول والعمل وهذا فيه بيان أن العمل لا يكون إلا بالعلم، وهذا مر معنا سابقا، وبينا ضلال الدعوات التي تسلك العمل أو الدعوة دون العلم، وذكر دليل ذلك في قوله عز وجل: فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. فبدأ بالعلم، قال فاعلم، ثم ذكر العمل وهو فاستغفر أو استغفر لذنبك. فلا يكون الاستغفار والعمل وعبادة الله إلا بالعلم قبل ذلك.
And then he mentioned the statement of Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى, who established a chapter wherein he mentioned a chapter concerning knowledge before, or knowledge preceding statement and action. And he said that in it is a bayan, or in it is a clarification of the fact that amal is not, or action is not, except with ilm. That amal, action, is not except with ilm. And we previously explained the error of those calls who are calls, or that are calls based upon ignorance, calls based upon the absence of knowledge. And so Allah Azza wa Jal here mentions, فَأَعْلَمْ know أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ, know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned, فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكْ, then he mentioned, then seek forgiveness for your sins. And so here Allah Azza wa Jal began with the affair of knowledge, and then followed that affair and that command up with seeking forgiveness for one's sins, which is the action, of course.
وعبارة الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى في صحيحه عبارة طويلة، لذلك أنصح في الرجوع إلى كلمة الإمام البخاري رحمه الله بتمامها، وهي في الباب العاشر من كتاب العلم في صحيحه رحمه الله تعالى، وقد بين في هذه الترجمة أهمية العلم قبل العمل، وبين فيها فضل العلم والعلماء، وبين فيها أن على المتعلم والعالم أن يكون ربانيا، والرباني والذي يربي الناس على صغار العلم قبل كباره، التدرج في العلم. فهي كلمات جميلة للإمام البخاري يرجع إليها.
And he mentioned that Imam al-Bukhari, when he made mention of this ibara, of this statement, in actuality it was a much lengthier statement than that which is mentioned here. He said, so I advise the brothers to return back to this statement of Imam al-Bukhari that he mentioned in the 10th chapter of the Book of Knowledge in his Sahih. In the 10th chapter of the Book of Knowledge in his Sahih. And he explained with this tarjama, or with this chapter heading, the importance of ilm, the importance of knowledge before action, the virtue of knowledge and the ulama, and the fact that it is upon the muta'allim and the alim, the one who is a student and the one who is an alim, to be rabbaniyan, to be rabbani. And he is the one who nurtures the people upon small ilm before big ilm, upon the smaller knowledge before the bigger knowledge. And all of that Imam al-Bukhari, he mentions in that chapter, so you should return back to that.
وابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى لما تكلم عن هذه السورة قال إن العبد عموما، أو الإنسان عموما، فيه قوتان: قوة علمية وقوة عملية.
Ibn al-Qayyim, when he discussed the surah, he said that the servant has generally two types of strength. One of the things that he extrapolated from it is that the servant has two types of strength. قُوَّةٌ عِلْمِيَّةٌ, strength in knowledge, and قُوَّ عَمَلِيَّةٌ, and strength of action.
فَكُلُّ الْإِنسَانِ خَاسِرٌ إِلَّا مَنْ كَمَّلَ قُوَّتَيْهِ.
And so all of mankind are at last, other than the one that strengthens or completes these two types of strength.
قوته العلمية وهي بالإيمان بالله وبالعمل الصالح, بالعمل الطاعة, بالعمل بطاعته, فهذا كمل قوته في نفسه.
The first type of قوة is his قوة in knowledge, his strength in knowledge, and that is by way of his iman with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and by him acting in accordance with obedience. And so the one who does so, then he has acted correctly upon the quwwah that is within himself, the strength that is within himself in relation to himself.
ثم كمل نفسه بالقوة العلمية والعملية, كمل غيره, ثم كمل غيره بالقوة العملية, فأدخل فيها التواصي بالحق والتواصي بالصبر.
And then he completed other than himself by way of the strength of action. يعني he completed other than himself by way of the strength of action. And so what enters into that is his advising and mutual advice with the truth, and him mutually advising with patience.
وعبارته رحمه الله قال فكمل نفسه بالعلم النافع والعمل الصالح, وكمل غيره بتعليمه إياه ذلك ووصيته له بالصبر عليه. وكلام ابن القيم رحمه الله حول هاتين القوتين في أول كتابه إغاثة اللهفان.
Then he mentions that indeed the exact ibarah, or the exact statement of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, is that he mentioned فَكَمَّلَ نَفْسَهُ بِالْعِلْمِ النَّافِعِ وَالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. So he completed himself by way of righteous, or by way of beneficial knowledge and righteous action. He completes himself. And then he completes other than himself by way of teaching them that. And he teaching them this affair of beneficial knowledge and righteous action. He said, by teaching them that and advising them to be patient upon it. That you should return back to the beginnings of his book, Ighathatul Luhfan, in order to read the statement in completion in its entirety.
وقوله فعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله فيه بيان أن أهم العلوم وأولها وتعلم التوحيد والعقيدة الصحيحة.
And so he mentioned here with his statement فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ, know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. In this is the importance of the ulum and the knowledge of aqidah.
وأشار شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى إلى فائدة في الجمع بين لا إله إلا الله الذي هو التوحيد والاستغفار, فقال أن العبد بالتوحيد يذهب أصل الشرك, والاستغفار يمحو فروعه أي المعاصي, لأن المعاصي من شعب الكفر والشرك, فالتوحيد يذهب الشرك والاستغفار يمحو فروع المعاصي, فيكون العبد هكذا نقيا.
نعم. Then al-Imam Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, he indicated here a benefit in relation to this gathering between the statement La ilaha illallah and seeking forgiveness for one's sin. He said that the abd with his tawheed, the servant with his tawheed, then he repels and dissipates the origins of shirk. By establishing tawheed, he dissipates the origins of shirk. They disappear. And with his istighfar, then he removes the furu' of shirk, the subsidiary affairs that stem from that. And they are the sins, since these sins are considered subsidiary yani stems of shirk in and of itself.
لذلك قال رحمه الله أبلغ الثناء أي أكمل المدح لله عز وجل قول لا إله إلا الله وأبلغ الدعاء قول أستغفر الله.
And therefore he said that the most profound praise of Allah Azza wa Jal is the statement La ilaha illallah. And the most profound dua that a person can make is seeking istighfar from Allah Azza wa Jal.
شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى ذكر أمرا مهما أن على العبد حال أوامر الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا جاءه أمر من الله أو أمر من الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يجب عليه سبعة أمور.
So Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he mentioned here that there are some important affairs that the servant should pay attention to as it relates to the awamir of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the commands of Allah Subhanahu. And that is, when an amr or a command comes from Allah, then there are seven affairs that are upon him.
Al-awwal, al-ilm. والثاني العزم فإنه إذا علم بالأمر يعزم في قلبه على أدائه وهذا كله قبل العمل. نعم.
The first is knowledge, that is knowledge of the command itself. The second is العزم, and that is that a person has firm resolve. يعني when he learns of the command, when he has knowledge of the command, what follows that knowledge is that he has firm resolve, يعني to carry out what that command necessitates.
ثم بعد ذلك المحبة يحب ما يأمر الله عز وجل به ولا يكرهه.
Then thirdly, that he loves that affair. And he loves what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded him with. He doesn't dislike it.
ثم يأتي في الرابع العمل بما أمر الله عز وجل به.
Then fourthly, that he acts upon what Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded him with.
الأمر الخامس أن يكون العمل على وفق الشريعة وهو الاتباع.
The fifth thing is that the amal or the action is in accordance with the sharia, and that is making ittiba of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والأمر السادس أن يبتعد عن كل ما يحبط هذا العمل مما يخالفه أو يبطله.
And the sixth thing is that a person distances himself from anything that may nullify the action. Anything that may nullify that action, he stays away from it, distances himself from it.
والأمر السابع والأخير أن يجتهد في الثبات عليه وهو الصبر على الأذى. يجتهد في الثبات على هذا العمل طول الزمان.
And the seventh and final thing is that he strives to remain steadfast upon it. that he strives to remain steadfast upon it. And this is the sabr. And this is the sabr that we have been commanded with. So he strives to remain upon it throughout his life.
وهذا موجود في رسالة لشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى مستقلة نفيسة فيما يجب على العبد تجاه أوامر الله عز وجل.
And that is present, or these points are all present in a separate writing, a separate treatise of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah that he wrote about what is wajib upon the servant in relation to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal.
No. هذه الأمور السبعة نظمتها في أبيات لكن هذه لا يحفظها إلا من يعرف اللغة العربية لذلك أوصيكم إخوتي جميعا في الاجتهاد بتعلم اللغة العربية لا تكتفي بالمترجمات ولا تكتفي بالمحاضرات التي باللغة الأجنبية وغيرها العلم أصله باللغة العربية
علشان يريحنا يا شيخ
علشان يريحكم
So Sheikh, he mentioned that there were these seven points, we have put them in a nazm in some lines of poetry, but no one will really perceive them other than those of you who understand the Arabic language, and so we encourage you to study the Arabic language and don't rely upon translations. So we said, that's when we said, inshallah, you give us a break, inshallah, and learn the لغة العربية, إخوان, we don't have to translate anything.
فَإِمَّا تَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي تَعَلُّمِ اللُّغَةِ حَتَّى مَا نَحْتَاجِ الْمُتَرْجِمِ وَإِمَّا أَنَا أَتَعَلَّمْ وَأَتَكَلَّمْ بِالْإِنْجِلِيزِ
So is it either you learn Arabic language and then we don't need the translator, or I learn English, one of the two.
الأبيات يا من يريد الفوز يوم قيامة يا من يريد الفوز يوم قيامة فعليه عند أوامر الرحمن العلم مع عزم كذاك محبة والفعل وفق شريعة العدنان ولكل ما يحبطه كن متجنبا ثم الثبات عليه طول زمان
ولكل
ما يحبطه كن متجنبا أي مبتعدا ثم الثبات عليه طول زمان. نعم. يا من يريد الفوز يوم قيامة فعليه عند أوامر الرحمن العلم مع عزم كذاك محبة والفعل وفق شريعة العدنان ولكل ما يحبطه كن متجنبا ثم الثبات عليه طول زمان. كم أخ يحفظ الأصول الثلاثة هنا؟
واحد. Brother, who memorized الأصول الثلاثة يا إخوان؟ الأصول الثلاثة؟
اثنين، ثلاث، أربع، خمس، ست، سبع، ثمان، تسع. ما شاء الله كثير. ما شاء الله. مجموعة طيبة.
حافظين كامل. والكثير متواضع يا شيخ.
طيب الذي يحفظ
ما يقدر يرفع يده.
الذي يحفظ نصيها ينسى. بالحفظ تثبت
الله أكبر.
العلوم، ومن حفظ المتون برع في الفنون. وهذا يرجع مثل ما قلنا إلى تعلم اللغة العربية.
So Sheikh said, with memorizing, Ikhwan, these sciences will remain. And the one who memorizes Mutun, memorizes these texts, then he will flourish in relation to the sciences of the Sharia. And so, as you mentioned previously, this will not occur except that a person learns the Arabic language.
جزاكم الله خيرا. الله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد.
توزيع.